Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Chayalei Tzahal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yishmerem Yatzile, Mikol Tzara, Vetzuko, Mikol Nego, Machala. We are going to be discussing the Siyata Dishmaya, the union of Geirus Koyde Matan Torah. Topic not so many people know so much about. Very, very exciting. We're basing ourselves on the beautiful Sefer Gevurah Yitzchak on the Shavuos and Siman Ches. In Parashas Vayeshev it says, Vayar Sham Yehuda Bas Ish Kenani Ushmo Shua Vayikache Vayavo Eleha. So Yehuda saw the daughter of a Canaanite man, and his name was Shua, and he took her, and he had relations with her. Targum Yonasan. What does it mean that he took her? Shigira. It means that he converted her. And what's the yisod? Where's the foundation of being megayer in this pre-Matan Torah period? That we find Yevamos and Avkuf that Avram Avinu was mitzvah that he shouldn't take a nachris in a shifcha. Don't take a goyish woman in order that the children don't end up being goyim. We're not in favor of assimilation. We like them to remain Jews. So Avram Avinu had to make sure his wife was Jewish. And in the same vein, that's what Yehuda did according to the Targum Yonasan and Mesech HaSot and Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. It says, Vatered Basparo Lirchotz Ale Yor, that Basparo went and she bathed herself on the river. Melame Chiyarda Lirchotz Migilule Aviha, that Basparo went to wash herself from the idols of her father. Rashi says, what does that mean? Litbol l'shem geirus, that Basparo went to immerse herself for the sake of geirus, says the Turei Evin in Megillah and Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, that geir requires tvila, that is when he's going to enter Kedushas Yisrael and to leave the Torah's Bnei Noach, that he should no longer have the status of a Gentile, because we learn this inyan of tvila from the Doran Midbar, that they were mal and toivel in order to be mekabel the Torah. But Bosa Azman, in that period of time, everybody had a Torah's Bnei Noach. So what's the point of Basparo going to immerse herself? However, we find already that the Avos had a Shem Yisrael. Where do you see this? It's Gemara in Kiddushin. And Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, Esav was called Yisrael Mumer. He was called an apostate Jew already back then. Yevamos, Kuf Amud Beis, Avram Avinu, like we already mentioned, was commanded not to take a Gentile woman in order that their seed should not follow her. Sanhedrin, Nunches, a goy who smites a Jew, is Chayav Misa. Shenemar, V'yifen Kovacho, V'yar, Kienish, V'achas HaMitzri. So this Mitzri hit this Ivri, and he was Chayav Misa, so you see that he has a din of a Jew. So you see that before Matan Torah, they already had a Torah Yisrael, even though it was not yet Matan Torah. So they also had Bnei Noach, but they had a Torah Yisrael. So there's a famous kasha: how Avram Avinu was Mekayim Kol HaTorah before the Torah was given? I Ben Noach Sheshav is Chayav Misa, and Avram Avinu is a Ben Noach. He's still Taka Ben Noach. He might have a Torah Yisrael, but it's already a question. Did he leave being a Ben Noach Legamre or not? But assuming that he didn't, so how is he Shomer Shabbos? Goyish Shabbos Chayiv Misa? So he's in between a rock and a hard place. If he keeps Shabbos, then he's not allowed to. And if he doesn't keep Shabbos, he says he kept the whole Torah. So the Teretz is, says, there are many Terutzim, many, many Terutzim. The Brisker Rav said that in the Rambam it says that the Isser of a Goy, to be Shabbos, is in the Chadish Dos La'atzmo. He's making his own religion. But since the Avos already had Torah Yisrael on them, so he's not making his own religion. Just they weren't commanded. But it's not considered a Chidush Dos. He's not making his own religion. He's following God's religion. The Brisker Rav proved from a number of places that before Matan Torah, the Avos had a Heft of Torah. And their Kiyumei Mitzvahs were not just Stam Maisim Tovim, but rather they were Kiyumei Mitzvahs Mitzvah Torah. Begeder Eino Mitzvah V'yosa. They were doing good thing. They just weren't commanded. The Rambam in the ninth parak of Hilchos Melacha, Melacha Aleph, writes, Al Shisha Dvarim Nitzdava, the Marishon, etc. Comes Avram Avinu, Avram was commanded 6, then there was a 7th, then Avram Avinu came. He had Mila, Yitzchak, and then Yaakov. Ube Mitzrayim, Zok the Rambam, Nitzdava Amram, and Mitzvah Siseros. And Mitzrayim, Amram got more mitzvahs. Ad Sheba Moshe Rabbeinu, V'nishlama Torah al Yado. A very interesting lashon of the Rambam. Nishlama Torah al Yado. So the Chor, we have to understand. As long as the Torah wasn't given, there was no Torah. What does it mean? The Torah was completed with Moshe Rabbeinu. There was no Torah before Moshe Rabbeinu. There's nothing to complete. Nothing started. So what do we see from this Rambam? From this Rambam, you see that the Avos already had a Heft of Torah. What they were doing before and already was called Torah. And then when Moshe Rabbeinu came around, Nishlama Torah al Yado. And now the Torah was completed. More mitzvahs were given, and now they're Mitzvah V'Yosa. So according to this, since the Avos already had a Torah Yisrael, and the Kiyum of the Avos' mitzvahs was a kiyum in the Heftz of Torah. There was this concept of Torah, this notion of Torah. Begeder. Ein mitzuvim ve'osin, that they weren't commanded and they were doing anyway. And they were even commanded to do certain mitzvahs, like Avraham Avinu was commanded to do Mila. So Mimela, you can have Geirus before Matan Torah. Just we have to understand, since they were not commanded to do all the mitzvahs, just some of them, do they have to, in order to get the Torah Yisrael, be mekabel upon themselves all of the Tariag mitzvahs? Or no, they don't have to be mekabel all the time, just the mitzvahs they were commanded. Or maybe no, they have to be mekabel upon themselves in theory, that they are accepting upon themselves all 613 mitzvahs. You're right, they weren't commanded in all the mitzvahs. It says in Chazal that they were keeping the mitzvahs before they were given, whatever that means. But maybe they have to be mekabel, and obviously not be mekabel and not keep. They have to be mekabel upon themselves all 613 mitzvahs. Or maybe no, in order to get Torah Yisrael, they don't have to be mekabel all 613 mitzvahs. They just have to be mekabel the mitzvahs that they were commanded to do. The Ramban in Parashas Emor on the pasuk Vayetze ben Isha Yisraelis writes, "Ki mi'ei shabav Ravinu bebris, hayu Yisrael." From the time Avraham Avinu had bris, they became Jews. Uvagoyim lo yischashav, and now they're not considered amongst the goyim. Kama shamar be'esav Yisrael mumer shiny, like the Gemara says in Gedush we mentioned before by Esav, that a Yisrael mumer is different than a din of Yisrael mumer. So we see from this Ramban that through the Bris Milah, Avraham Avinu had a din of Yisrael, and he no longer had a din of Ben Noach. He says, "Me'ei shabar Avinu Bris Hoy Yisrael uvagoyim lo yischashav." Weren't considered goyim anymore. And the Yisod HaDover is that when Avraham Avinu had Bris Milah, wasn't just doing a mitzvah. Avraham Avinu's Bris Milah was a kiyum of geirus, and it's mafurish like that in the Mechilta. Perak Yitches and Mishpatim Chavim Magerim Shemlo Mol Avraham Avinu Ela Ben Tishim V'Teisha Shanim Sheilu Mol Ban Esrim Lohaya Ger Yochel Izgayer Pachos Ela Pachos Mi Ben Chof. In other words, says the Medrash, says the Mechilta, it's a good thing Avraham Avinu did it at 99, because had he done it at 20, then you wouldn't have been able to be Mizgayer after 20. It had to be less than Avraham Avinu was. Maybe afterwards it's too late. So you see from there that we're learning all of Geirus from Avraham Avinu. And that means that there was Geirus, that Avraham Avinu was the act of Mila, Maisa Mila was a Maisa of Geirus. We have to understand, there was a Parsha of Geirus even before the Mila of Avraham Avinu. It says at the beginning of Parsha's Lech Lecha, V'esanev she'asu b'charon, Targum Yonason writes, V'yasnav she'sadi giru b'charon. There was already Geirus before. Rashi says, "Echnisan tachas kanfei yashchina." Avram is magayer the noshim, sorry, anoshim, sorry, the noshim. So you see that there's already a Torah's geiris before the bris milah of Avram Avinu. So what's pshat in the Ramban and in the Mechilta that only from the time of bris milah that's when he became a Jew? He's already a Jew before. And Mesechta about Zara and Daftes Amud Aleph, Tana de'Beilio. The world is 6,000 years. We're coming to the end. It's the final countdown. 2,000 years of Tohu, 2,000 years of Torah, and 2,000 years of Mashiach. One of the 2,000 years of Torah from Avraham Avinu. Es HaNev She'asu B'charon. Says the Brisker Rav, that until Avraham Avinu, There was no Heft of Torah in the world. Even though Shem and Eber Chazal tell us learn Torah, it wasn't considered a Heft of Torah. It wasn't considered real Torah. It was ideas of Torah, but it wasn't the real Torah. The real Torah, the real Heft of Torah, the real concept of Torah only started with Avraham Avinu. So Nebuchadnezzar Bukharan, and this is before the Bris Milah. So you see that Avraham Avinu already had Torah Yisrael before the Bris. And therefore, only he, says the Bris Gorav, could have a Heft of Torah. Shem and Eber can't have a Heft of Torah because they don't have Torah Yisrael. But Avraham Avinu was a Din of Yisrael, so he could have a Heft of Torah. So what does it mean that it only started with the Geirus? It already started before the Geirus. It only started with the Bris Milah. It already started before the Bris Milah. So which one is it? You see in the Ramban and the Mechilta from Bris Milah. But we already see in the Pasuk, Nefesho HaSubuchara, and Rashi, Tagim Yonason, the Gemara and Avodah Zarah, it already started Nefesho HaSubuchara in the years of Torah. Because Avraham Avinu already had Torah Yisrael before the actual Bris Milah. So which one is it? So here we get to a very big Lamdashi Yisod, Zeir Bakant in the Yeshiva Shevelt. We'll see it now. We paskin that Akum the Eved Haba Abbas Yisrael, if you have a Goy or an Eved Kenaini who has Bia with a Jewish woman, Havlad Kosher. It's a Jewish child. We all know that. But it's not Shittas Tosis. Shittas Tosis is that Vlad Kosher is because we follow the father, meaning the Goy or the Eved. The child is a Goy Kosher, meaning the child's not a mamzer. That's the kashrus. He's not a mamzer. But he needs geirus. So a goy abo abas Yisrael, the child needs geirus. So everybody asks on Tosfos from a Gemara in Bechoros, and Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. I don't know if everybody, I'm saying there are probably a few people in Topeka, Kansas who haven't asked this kasha. Maybe a few people in the Silicon Valley are busy making new gadgets. They didn't ask this kasha. But the belt, ask the kasha. The belt that's learning Torah. That we find in Bechoros in Zayin Amud Aleph that Eliyavia Sheyolda Bina Potter Mechamei Slaim. If a female Levi gives birth, she doesn't have to pitch in a ben. And the Gemara says we're talking about a case where she was impregnated by a goy and Potter Mina Pidgin because the Vlad is called a Levi Pusel. Non-Jewish father, Leviya mother, Levi Pusel. Potter me pidgin apen. But according to Shittas HaTosfos, what's the Gemara talking about? The kid is Potter because he's a guy. If you hold that he's a guy, then he's Potter because he's a guy. Why does it say no? Levi Pusel. One Kasha HaTosfos. Another Kasha HaTosfos. If we require Geirus, that would mean that he's a Katan Shenolad and he has no relatives. And we learned before Shin Yavamasadi Zayin Amud Beis that he's Aser Bekrov Ha'Aim. How could this kid be Aser Bekrov Ha'Aim? He's a Katan Shenolad. So Rav Naftali Trop in Ksubis and Simon Chav Ches explains that even though Vlad Hanolad Me'akum Haba Bas Yisrael Tzarech Geirus, let's go with Tosis Mahalach and say that they're correct, that the kid needs Geirus. It's not because he's a Goy Gomer. And we're going to have a new concept. You ready? He's a Yisrael, but he doesn't have Kedushas Yisrael. He has Torah Yisrael, he has a law of Yisrael, but he doesn't have Kedushas Yisrael. Because the Yichus of Kedusha is Toloi Ba'avos. Kedachtiv, Lemishpechoisam, Leveisavoisam. Kedusha, Fun Tate. Torah Yisrael, Fun Mame. Kachaze. Kedushas Kahuna, from the father. Kedushas Leviya, from the father. Kedushas Yisrael, you're a holy Jew, from the father. The holiness, father. The law of being a Jew, from the mother. So Lefizeh, friend for the Kashas. Why is the Vlad Pater Mepidjan Aben? Because he's a Nachri, but hopefully the Rabbi Naftali is not a Nachri. Because Tosis didn't mean that he doesn't have any, their Kashas on Rav Tali, but we'll go with his Malach. It doesn't mean that he doesn't have He's not Jewish at all. Not a Goy Gomer, but he doesn't have Kedushas Yisrael, but he has Taurus Yisrael. So if the Gemara doesn't say he's Pater Mipichin Aben Alz Goy, because he's not a Goy Gomer. And also he's also a Krov Aim. We understand that he's also a Krov Aim because he's not a Kutin Shinoilad, because he didn't start off being a Goy Gomer. So you see from Rabbi Naftali HaKopanim the Yisod that there's such a thing called Taurus Yisrael, B'li Kedushas Yisrael. That a person can be, have a law of a Jew, even though he doesn't have the Kedusha. And you can have Geirus, Mila, Tvila, remember this kid has to do Geirus, even for somebody who's a Jew. He's just lacking Kedushas Yisrael. So if this is correct, then we could say like this, that before the Mila of Avram Avinu, even though he had a Taurus Yisrael and there's a Chefs of Torah, but he didn't have Kedushas Yisrael. So why was Avram Avinu Mizgayer? Why did he do the Brit Mila? Because of the Rav Naftali trap. Avram Avinu, he was born in 1948, in Bria Salem, and Rav Naftali trap died a little bit before 1948. About 2 decades before. Berech, give or take. So, I'm not Chas Shalom being Mezalzel, meaning this Yisod of Avraham Avinu was already around Rav Naftali's Chiddush, you could already read into Avraham Avinu. That's what he got. In other words, not Chas Shalom, that it only came around. Rav Naftali Trump was Mechadish Torah, Kol Mashat Talmid Vosek Osek Lechadish Karnem Elosh Misina. So Yisod was already there. So you could prove his Yisod from Avraham Avinu, that Avraham Avinu went and did the Bris Mila. Hashem told him to do the Bris Mila. What was the purpose of the Bris Mila? The purpose of the Kedushas Yisrael, because otherwise, again, we're stuck. What do you do? On one hand, you have that he was a ger already before the Bris Mila, and on the other hand, the Bris Mila was a Maisa Geiris. So, which way do you go? What do you need Geiris if you're already Jewish? So, Omnam, indeed, there are many Jews who go to Mikveh every day. But they don't go to Mikveh to be Mizgayer, they go to Mikveh to be a better Jew, a pure Jew. But what was Avraham Avinu doing? When he did the Bris Mila, how could it be a Maisa Geiris if he's already Jewish? The answer is he had, like Rav Naftali said, he had, maybe right now, who knows, maybe they're sitting in Gan Eden learning together, Avraham Avinu and Naftali Trump, and he said, yeah, you're Yisod, I already knew you're Yisod long before you came around. Baruch Hashem, Siyata Dishmaya. Kol Anichalim Olchim Aleyam. So Avraham Avinu was Mal Bris Mila to get the Kedushas Yisrael, that's why Hashem told him to do it. And also Bas Paro, when she went to be Tobel Alior, so Kumi, she was already Makabel Mitzvahs, and once she was Makabel Mitzvahs, she already had Taurus Yisrael. But now by the Tevila, she has Kedushas Yisrael. In Targum Yonasan, it says that Yehuda took this daughter of Shua, he was Megayer. That's what he says that Vikachel means. So it's Mashma that what's Pshat Vayikachel Bedvar. Usually Vayikach is Bidvar, that he takes her with words, right? If he was Megayah her, it's not Megmashma that Vayikacheha is that he was Matbil her L'Shem Geiris. Vayikacheha Lokcha Bidvarim. We have that elsewhere. So if that's the case, what about Tevila? If Avraham Avinu came to Bris HaGeiris, she needs Tevila. So the answer is that even after the parish of Geiris, you still have Kabbalah. It's enough to do Kabbalah. Kabbalah's hamitzvahs give already Taurus Israel. So now we understand that Yehuda took her. Why? Because we learned in the Gemara in Yevam, Daf Kufan Beis, that Avraham Avinu should marry a Nachris in order that the child shouldn't follow the Nachris and be a Goya. But Yehuda now takes this woman, so she's not allowed to be an Achris. Now, question is, does she need Kedushas Yisrael? What does Tevila do? Tevila gives you Kedushas Yisrael. What does Kabbalah HaMitzvahs do? Kabbalah HaMitzvahs, like we said, gives you Torah Yisrael. That would be enough before Matan Torah. So if that's the case, it's beautiful. She didn't need to have Kedushas Yisrael, because the whole void was that Yehuda's children were not supposed to be following her and be goyim. And we paskin that the children follow the mother. So we didn't want the children to be goyim. So if you don't want the children to be goyim, it's enough that she has Torah Yisrael. Because where does the Kedushas Yisrael come from? The Kedushas Yisrael comes from the father. The Torah Yisrael, the fact that you have a law of a Jew, that comes from the mother. But the Kedusha comes from the father. So all he needed, he didn't need that she have Kedushas Yisrael and do tefillah. All he needed was that she have Torah Yisrael. How did she get Torah Yisrael? By being mekabel upon herself to be a good Jewess. So he gave her Torah Yisrael, Beikichei B'tvarim, she's the mekabel mitzvahs. And then afterwards, the Kedushas Yisrael they get from Yehuda. Because Yehuda has Kedushas Yisrael, Yehuda has a Bris Milah. So, these are some machshavas about Geiris before Matan Torah, and obviously there's loads more to say, and as we come up right before Matan Torah, it's good to think about what was before and what was after, and we should be Zelcha Lilmodu Lelameid, Lishmor Velasu, so the Kaim is called Divrei Salma Torah, Sabi Ahava, Amen, Vi Amen, Shalom, Shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.